Graham.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am Chris Graham, joined by Rick Goldsmith. Rick is the director of Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamiqua Holtzclaw, which will be screened at the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro on November 2nd. Rick, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Shamiqua Holtzclaw, for those out there listening, you might remember the name, the former number one draft pick of the Washington Mystics, great WNBA player, Olympic gold medalist, University of Tennessee star, who famously dealt with issues with depression. She had a suicide attempt. How did you come across the story, Rick?
Well, it's interesting. I was finishing up the distribution of the previous film I had worked on, and I saw an article in the New York Times by William Roden, a sports writer, and it talked about Shamiqua's great career and her battle with mental illness and her current role then, this is in 2012, as a mental health advocate. And I just thought it would be a terrific story. And it turned out that my childhood friend, Lon Babby, was her agent, had been her agent, at the beginning of her career. And I got in touch with Lon, and we talked about it. He got me in touch with Shamiqua, and she and I had several discussions about what this was going to be about and why I wanted to do the film. And after those discussions, it turned out it was a go.
And if my research is correct on this, you also have sort of a personal tie to this, dealing with a family member who also struggled with mental health issues. Is that correct?
That's definitely right, and I think that's common in probably many or most families in America. But my uncle was a schizophrenic. He came out of the Navy in World War II as a schizophrenic and lived the next 60 years battling with that. And so I knew him, and I was wondering why wasn't more being done for him. And then my own teenage daughter was struggling with some serious emotional issues too. So it was there. It was very present for me. And when Shamiqua's story came to light for me, I just felt like this will be a good way to address the issue in a broad way that can be a personal story as well as a social issue film.
When she first revealed publicly in 2004 that she was dealing with depression, it was even then, especially then maybe, a revelation that was so interesting, because so few athletes would at that point had admitted issues with mental health. Even today in 2017 maybe it would be unique. Is that a key to this story, is that someone at the height of the sports world that she was at the time, was so willing to talk publicly about the struggle she was facing?
Well, definitely. In 2004, she did not even reveal. She kind of disappeared from the team, from the Mystics, for a little while, and she didn't even reveal it to her closest teammates and closest friends on the team. There was that much stigma attached to it, and it was only after the season was over and, discussions with people close to her that she decided to reveal it. I will say in, 13 years since, it's gradually gotten better, but it is still a big stigma, and it's still something that is hard, especially for athletes, to reveal, because you're putting your life on the line, your career on the line. And even now, Shamiqua talks about, well, when she was later in her career with the Sparks, they at first kind of offered to get her to see a therapist, but then they wouldn't pay for it. I mean, they'd pay for knee rehab or shoulder rehab or back problems and stuff like that, but teams just were not sensitive to mental health issues.
So with Mind Game, you began working on this, I think, in 2012. After her career was over, her basketball career was over, but her work now as an advocate continues these many years later. What is your goal with Mind Game, and what do you hope to achieve with the film and shedding light on this topic?
Well, I think it's already shed a lot of light. The film came out about 2.5 years ago in 2015, and we have shown it on television. We've shown it at film festivals. But more importantly, probably, is we've shown it these special screenings, whether it was the suicide prevention or mental health advocacy groups, sports. support young youth sports troops, college campuses, counseling groups, and it's been used in a variety of settings. Sports psychologists from major college sports teams and pro athletes have been using the film in their work. So it's helping change the conversation and change the awareness about, number one, how debilitating mental illness can be, but also how secretive the whole thing is and how the stigma attached to it keeps people in the dark and keeps people not talking about it. And so both the showings of the film, me being with the film while we're showing, Shamiqua being with the film while we're showing it, it just, every time we hit a new audience, it just opens it up to more people and advances the conversation.
So for people in Waynesboro here in Virginia, the Wayne Theater hosting the screening of Mind Game on Thursday, November 2nd. It's a 7 p.m. event, but Rick will actually be on hand for the screening and actually also afterwards for a Q&A. And so it's an opportunity again for you, and but also for folks here in Virginia to learn more about this topic and actually, you know, kind of pick your brain a bit for what you have come to know over the years too.
Exactly, exactly. And there's always a lot of terrific conversation that comes out of the Q&A afterwards, and people reveal their own family histories or their own personal histories, and it's a terrific exchange. And I'm happy to report that Waynesboro was the first date of a 9-city tour that I'm doing. It's called the Mid-Atlantic Tour, and we'll start in Waynesboro and then go up to the D.C. area and the Philadelphia area over the next 2 weeks. Can I mention my website, Mind Game Film, mindgamefilm.org, and if people go to that website, they can see the entire schedule of when we'll be in Waynesboro, but also if they have, you know, people they know in the Mid-Atlantic states, where we're going to be in each of our dates over the next 2 weeks.
And for those listening to the podcast, if you go to the Augusta Free Press website, we'll have the link there too, so we'll make that easy for you if you go to the website there too. So so that's Rick Goldsmith. He's going to be here in Waynesboro, as we now know, opening this tour of the Mid-Atlantic with Mind Game on November 2nd at the Wayne Theater. Rick, want to thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to being there.